Tens of thousands of Thais poured into Bangkok over the past week, demanding fresh elections. The red-shirted protesters are usually associated with former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted in a coup in 2006. But many do not care about Mr. Thaksin. They want elections because they think the government does not serve the poor.
If we have an election and I have a government be my, be our, it's good. Yeah, it's better than now.
After court cases forced out an elected government in 2008, Parliament selected Prime Minister Avisit Wichachiwa under rules set up by the military government that ousted Mr. Thaksin. Pan, a maid, is one of the thousands of people who cheered as the demonstrators paraded in Bangkok. She wants a new election because she thinks Mr. Avisit is insensitive to the needs of the poor.
He talk to people, he do this, who did that, he not do. I'm not happy. He like people. He like people talent.
Chulalongkorn University political science professor Naruman Thabchumpan says many people do not directly benefit from the government's economic programs.
I think this is a big problem of the Avisit government because his government still believe in trickle-down effect. Basically, his economic stimulus package only go to formal sector of the economy.
But 62% of Thai workers are in the informal sector, such as contract workers, farmers, street hawkers, and motorcycle taxi drivers. And she says they dominate the protesters. Naruman thinks the protesters carry diverse grievances that have found a common identity. While Prime Minister Avisit says he will not call elections under pressure, he acknowledges the grievances of many of the protesters. He says the government is working to solve issues such as the income gap and poor housing. But without real progress, political analysts and voters say the government will find it difficult to convince people like Pan, who says she wants to vote for a leader who responds to her needs. Kate Pound-Dawson, VOA News, Bangkok.